שטער אמרו, כל וחיים בבית שס חברים. מכאן אמרו חכומים, כל זמן שאדמר בשיח מאיש הגויים רואה לעצמו, יבייקו לדבר תאירה וסייפה ירש גהנם. So he said three things, and all of them obviously also with the Yonam of Bias, like with the Hemshech that he said before. And now he's going to explain more of the practice. Yoisi ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim, מפני שאלו שניהם הם זוג ביחד, שזה נוסי וזה אבבזן. Because they're both a זוג, ושניהם ביחד עובס הדור, והדור צורך להם. And the door needs them both. ולפיכך אמרו שניהם גם כן עניין אחד. So that's why they both spoke about the same עניין. In other words, he was wondering why is it that they both say are saying the same message. So he says they're both since one was they were both zugis, they both spoke about a similar inyan about inyanim of bias. So they're both talking about the tikkun bias. I want to stop at the kudet derech agavdik. The whole mitzias of zugis is a very, very interesting mitzias. It's very, very unclear what is the mitzias of the nasi and the abedin. To mother shutfis, the Rambam says. He speaks of Sanhedrin. He speaks about the beginning Aleph, Perek Aleph Gimel. He speaks about what is the tzura that the meman of a bezin. Kama bote dinim kfur yubi sol kama yiminyanam. I'm reading from his side. So he says, at first you bring your bezin agadol, shenema uminyanam the minyan of bezin agadol, the Sanhedrin agadol, or the bezin agadol is echad v'shivim. Shenema isful yishivim ish mezikni Yisrael. Umoyishal gabehem. Shenema v'siyas v'sham imoch harishivim echad. So, Sanhedrin consists of shivim with echad. Hagodol shebechochme shebekulon moyshivno yisei roish alehem. V'roish ha'yeshiva. The godol bechochme is the roish, and he's the roish ha'yeshiva. V'hu shekoyno yisei chachomim nosi b'chol mokoy. V'hu ha'oyme tachas moyish rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu Hashemot don't take Shibim Kenim, and so the Mahalach is in every door the same. You have Shibim Ve'echot, you have Moshe and 70 underneath him, and that's the pattern. He's the Gadol Chulam. Then he says Umoishivim Hagadol Shebishivim Mishnah L'Roish. You take the Gadol. You take somebody who is second best. It says he sits me min of the head, which means when people are looking at him, he's bismoylam. But when nikrav bezn, and he's the avbezn. So, what's the point of it? And then it says shara shiv yeshav teshem kimalos. Everybody else. Goes kafida madreka karzel mechaveru yakarv the nasi mismoyla is mechaveru. You start from the left and there's bigger veinoshim bekemoi chatzigarim beigul kashi ad nasim abed roinus kulam. And the void mamid nishle batedinim shloishim veesrim shloishim esrim vechulam. So the metzias of the nasi is a clear metzias. First of all, you need a hachra. Shivim is not good, you need Shivim Ve'echot. That I understand. Secondly, you need to have a Roish, somebody standing, you know, to be Chveis, to be the one to sum up, to be the one to say, to be the one to speak for everybody. Whatever it is, a Roish is understandable. But what's the purpose of the Av Bezdin? You need an assistant. it's always good to have a BIMCOM, an assistant. It's modern. It's a very, very hard, very hard maimed to understand what exactly is the maimed of the muf of the avbezn. And the Gemara says the first machloikis in Kalal Yisrael that didn't have any resolution was the machloikis of smicha, and the Gemara goes through the whole settle of the zugis that were chaylik on it. And the Gemara says one was a avbezn and one was a muflish of avbezn, and the mele, one was the avbezn and one was the nasi, and mele they kept having machloikis. Rishon is the nasi, and the second is avbezn. What's the, I mean, keilu, why is that a gerim for the machloikis? It sounds in the Mishnah as if that was the siba, that the because he was a nasi and he was avbezn, then it's very hard to understand. There's also he says that the vital, but he says that, let's see, further down he says that it's royu that they should be. He speaks about the end of the zugis. He speaks a little bit. He sums up about the zugis together. He says that it's worthy. It's appropriate that they should be, that the zugis should come together, because it's just like it says that in Shemayim, the Beis Hamikdash was Nivra, which they Yadayim, and B'meila, that's the same thing with Nasi and Avbezn. I also once saw a very interesting maimer. There's farm for Abruv Margolius, a bunch of small farm, very, very interesting farm, full sorts of Chicago things, and he brings a chazal somewhere that the Avbezn is called the Muflash of Avbezn because he could be Mahapich Dinim, he could be Mesaris Dinim, Mahapich Dinim, and his, what he comes up with is that what he was able to do was he could be maimed the din again. In other words, normally once a bezin comes to conclusion, and the oimed l'minyan, that's the din. And the ability to demand another minyan and to bring up the shayla again is the koyach of that bezin. I don't remember all the pratim now where his rayas are from, but that's what he brings. That's why he's called his mesaris oiked alach, I think it says, because he's able to extract it from being Oymed Ladin and have that. So the Lamaisa, at least mitzad the Remeshaboy, mitzad the Pnimius a little bit, the Abesin is supposed to be Koilal all the different Stodim. In other words, Ayin is always a misper of all the different stadim, Ayin Umois, Ayin Loshen, and so on. I think the Ramban says it before, when he speaks about the Ayin Skenim, and he speaks about the Sanhedrin. There's Ayin Nefesh, Kaisol. Ayin Nefesh is a certain stage in Kaisol, that's Koilul Ke'ilu, Archava, of all the stadim in an Indian. So, Lemaisa, Bezn of Ayin is supposed to be Koilal everything. There are two dargis in Biyachas to Sanhedrin. There's a darga of Moshe, which is Koilal all that Stadim Kulay. That's a certain Bechina of Chesed. In other words, in the sense that Chesed is an expansion and includes all that Stadim, then it's koilal all. The midah of the type that's koilal all the tzadim as one inyan is by nature chesedic type of inyan. And the inyan that wants to cut up, the inyan that wants to take piece by piece and examine piece by piece, bimavakar, is a koyach that's of a din sort. Moshe, the nasi and the avbezdin are two rushim of a very different type. There's a Rosh Lamashal. Reb Meir is the Chorif of Chachamim. But everybody was against him. The Rav was against him. The Hillel was the Rav that was Kholel a lot of Tzadim. There's a certain Indian of Godless where you're above everybody and you could be Kholel everybody. Lamashal, if two people are fighting, arguing about an Indian vehemently, so the Chacham HaGadol, the real Chacham HaGadol, understands where each tzad has a makom, and is able to put each tzad down and explain, you would be right in this case, he's right in this case, because the big picture looks like this. A smaller person is the sharpest of the litigators, and his tzad is stronger than the other tzad. So there's a chachma and a godless in being the strongest of the tzadim, and there's a chachma and a godless in being kolam and makiv, all the tzadim. It is kolam yachad, like they say, kavyoch about Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he's able to put all the pieces and in each place, and b'meila it's resolved. The Gemara says that a pshara is stronger than din. Bezer should always go after Bitsua. So the Nekuda Pshara means that you deher where each tzad has a makam, and b'meila you're able to divide up. Instead of being menatzeh, when one side is menatzeh and one side loses, the din has been mekayim till the end, but then you're saying chelek is good and chelek is not good. When you're able to make a Bitsua, to make a Pshara that's karav l'din, then basically all the tzadim find their metzias in the seif pasuk. So nasi is milasha. Nasi means he's above everybody. He's so to speak above the fray. He's bigger than everybody. That's the b'chinas nasi in Klal Yisrael. And then there's and he's the one that stands above the 70. He is one. Period. He's an echad. That's his midah. That's his metzias. And then you have the av bezdin. He's the head of the Bezdin itself. In the world of Ayin, he's the strongest tzad, but he's a tzad in Ayin, and not. So b'meila, when you're looking at each Bezdin is two Roshim. There's a Rosh mitzad Nasi, and there's a Rosh mitzad Av Bezdin. A Nasi is above the Bezdin. Moshe Rabbeinu came first, and he was a Bezdin all by himself. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, take Ayin's Kenim and express the Tzadim through Ayin's Kenim. Don't do it yourself. And Masha'ein Kain, the Av Bezdin was the strongest Tzad amongst the Tzadim. So when people are looking at them, the Nasi was Lim Minam, and the Av Bezdin was L'smoilam. And the order of Godless went Mismoil down. So when you're talking about Yechidim, each one being Cheshiva, that's Mitzad Smoil. When you talk about so if you look at it as a circle going around, it's counterclockwise, and you go from the biggest one of them, you keep going down, and when you come round full circle, you hit the person that's koilal all the tzadim together. So the chalukah of Nasi and Av Bezdin were chalukah of those two meters. That's what the Maral Maram is later on, the end of the parak, when he speaks about a meter of the Beis HaMikdash, that was basically just built to Shtei Adayim. Shtei Adayim means that the Beis HaMikdash was called, well, to be honest, it was called Yemin, it was called Small, it was called both Hanhagas. That's the Hagadorah of Yadayim. This also was called both, Bezdin was called both in Yanim, through the Nasi and through the Abezdin. When that got to a Matzif, that you could no longer, when that came to a point of not being able to resolve the machlokes, then the Nasi and the Av Bezdin were the ones that were always at loggerheads. And that was the first split. It, just like the Beis HaMikdash was called with Yemin and Smoil, so too was the Sanhedrin called with Yemin and Smoil. And b'meila, if you lost one, if you lost the ability to be koyla together, then that's where machlokes, that's the shevish of machlokes and kaisel. Similar to Shammai and Hillel, which is the machlokes and kaisel, the machlokes, the first hispalkus in the guf is yamin and smoil. That's where it starts going in different directions. And Mimela, here also, the first machlokes came about through that. Meidich Gisa, since they work, their job is to work in cahoots together, and to attack the dark together, and that's the derechal what they did. So the Mela, they both spoke about a similar inyan. In other words, Yamin and Smol both addressed a similar inyan in a way that, each one from his point of view.
Does that mean that the Nasi was secular, not big enough to be called our Bezdin?
You need to have the tzad of Av Bed represented also. There is two types of gadol. There's gadol mitzad bigger than, and there's gadol mitzad kailal. The muscle. If I fight with somebody, so there are two chachmas. There are two ways of dealing with it. There are two ways to be menatzeach. One way is I come up with better proofs and better raya's, and I defeat you in battle. And b'meila, that's one nitzachem. There's a second nitzachem where somebody is a very big chacham, a very big keach. He realizes if I let him do this, then that'll keep him happy, and b'meila I'll be able to do what I really want to do. That's a much higher darga of pikchus and godless. There's room for both. Each one is a mind of neatzmai. There's a nasi de gadlus and there's a vesnik de gadlus. Each one is its own gadlus, and they don't infringe on each other. Of course, ultimately the nasi could do that also. But I'll give you let's give a dogma for this, and we'll when. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala Darkei Mishpat to us, to some degree. The expression of that in Tanakh is, Ra'isi as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev and my minim and my smilim. The word is, unless I hear the shakla tie between my minim and my smilim, I don't fully dehear the mida of Achlala. In other words, Some people do a pshara b'koyach being wishy-washy. You know, say no, this a little bit, keep everybody happy. That's a lower darga. Then there's a darga of yikav adina sahar. Each side is defined sharply, and there's a tvi of din. A person's life is wishy-washy when he stands with din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands din, accountability for every ma'isa to the letter of the law. The rachman that comes afterwards that could override the din is meaningful only if it's that hug of a great person who is nice and friendly and sweet is recognized as great only if somebody realizes all the machlokes and that happened or could have happened and how he was able to discover it. If the person takes over after him, all of a sudden all sorts of fights break out and you realize that it was the chachma of that person that kept together, you realize that it was a goddess of chachma, not a shortage of din. So to be megala, the oimek of the din, you need to see both parts of it. That's what some of the...
Mm-hmm.
So the there was the partnership. So there's a godless. Just like, let's take another marshal, this Shemesh and Levana are two ma'iris, and there's a ma'ar gadlus, ma'ar katan. Each one is a ma'ar in his own right. And even though the Levana is kol in the Shemesh, but they come out separately. Yad Yamin, Yad Smoil, and then we do ma'isim that are kol the two. But there's a hagasha of each one being separate. On the one hand, if a person says called Domina Kachproch is a vatrin, Yavatulim Oihi, a person saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a veteran is a terrible thing. On the other hand, we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Soleach HaMoichel and a Hol Yom Kippur, we talk about it's Midas Avitur. Did you give a Midas Avitur and so on? The answer is it depends whether the Avitur is a lack of Din or an overcoming of Din. There's a darga of being not being exacting a din, and there's a darga of being mavel midaisav. And there's din, and there's mavel midaisav. Mavel midaisav means what a person has. A person who's a pasron, like the Rambam says, pasronus is not a midataiva. So if a person comes and he says, I need staka, and I give him, I'm without a cheshbon, how much I need, what I need, when I need, I just give. It's nice that the other gets stuck, but that meter is midas hanefesh, that's called pasyonis. If a person makes a cheshbon, he says, this is what I can give, and this is what I'm going to give, fine, that's bedin, that's bemishpat. A person can sometimes say, you know, all I can really afford is X, and all I'm going to give is X, but tachlis, I feel so strongly, I'm going to go beyond that, and take away from something I'm not mechuyev to take away from myself and give it to him. That's called lifnim mishuras hadin. So the maila of being mavel midas is if the midas there to be mavel him. Lifnim mishuras hadin are milas only if there's din and lifnim mishuras hadin. That's really all of the. I mean, that's the way it looks. So he says. Okay. So he says. V'yesh lishol b'divrei yeisa ben yechren. In other words, it seems to be quite loose. There's nothing. Where does it say im ha'isha? Where does the word ha'isha meramez that it's afk ishtoi? If a person schmoozes with a man about football, so it's bittul Torah when he schmoozes about football. It's not the yuchat isha. Va'oid shama sheyer legehenim machri af hagadol. So basically, he's asking on all the nekudas that the Mishnah is myla. Avol da, k'moy shetikin yoyse ben yechnen isha shleim she beis beis kadosh. Umitnei ke legimul dvarim shayach al beis ha'adam. Kadei sheish la'adam beis tira boim na'adam l'sham lishol kerem k'yitze b'zeh. Gam nichrosim orchim etzloi v'im eilon beis en orchim nichrosim etzloi. Hasheni, I efshe she'adam b'loib ne'bayis she'em etzloi b'bayis. Ashlishi isha shakas avayis. Let's talk a little bit about just the nekuda that he's talking about over here. There's, in the side of a bias, there are two elements in a bias. One element in a bias is that it is the makabel, or the kli kibul, or the kli hachlola for everything that is the person's. Myself, my family, my metaltalin, everything finds its place in my house. That's called, the halacha is that kavua, in your day, it's only if it's in the bias. Nimtza b'chanuya stuff has to be in the bias, or it has to be in its place. A bias is by Isha, being mezameh, and shaylef the raiva, apsulim, acherim. If it's kavua, not, it's totally if she went to the bias. The fact that they happen to be sitting together in a park is not, doesn't make it kavua. Kavua means this is where it is. This is its place. This is where it belongs. Yishal makayim, yishal nachloi, yishal digloi. That's its place. A second thing is a bias is the harchava of the person. His wife, his family, and orchim come into a bias. When I meet a stranger, it's not, I wasn't marchim myself because there was no way I was machlil him into my orbit. A wife you can't have without a dira. Chuppah is achnasa lebeisai. the Rambam says the Chacham first is built the bayis, then he's Nisa Isha. The ability to bring into one's orbit others is Nichlal the bayis. The bayis is where things are ne'esaf. That's where things come into, and that's where they become part of. So the Mida of a bias is something which also brings into a person's mitzias, into the person's orbit, all sorts of inyanim. So the three things over here are in that seder. There's the isha. I mean, it's in the opposite seder. We'll see. There's the pasuach levracha, and there's ani bnei beisecha. So there's isha, bnei bias, and orchim or stam people in the opposite seder. Okay, any shilas, good. So, Mitzvah Shem, next week we'll see Vait. Are you not maybe let's finish this paragraph here? Shilas Vait. Ashlishi ishi shakes, Vait, come on, Shomer, Abyeisi, Moel, Lakas, Lishti, Ishti, Ak, Lishti, Beisi. Ulakachom, and Shia, Beisi, Pasuch, Lervacha. Shia, Voyo, Bne, Adam, Lisham, Lishot, Sarchehem, Lo, Yino, Beisi. Gamba, Oyman, Visham, Shia, Voyo, Beisi, Spanus, Visham. So the first one is, that his bias should become a makom for others. Can get a shenium of yanim ne secha shenim tomet be beisai, at yanim bnei beisai, or was a spanisim and it becovered. So there's a makom to make, says here that this is a makor that there's an adifus to give jobs to yidin over not yidin. Kenegra tikna shlishi isha omash layav esicha meisha. In the context of the Mishnah, we're talking about his home. Shebo taknes beisah shadam umeish isha keres abayis shaler kol yin abayis aymit lekachutz ruchul taknem loy maltav esicha meisha af bishvil iske abayis ayav esicha shal etzerech. So he'll later explain it a little bit more. He'll go into detail. But the basic point that he's saying is that mitzati kune bias, the bias needs to be open up to the others. So for niyim and for pasuch levracha, that's the lashon. It's a positive lashon. Mitzat is not engaging in sichah b'tehillat isha, it's a negative question.
Can I just ask about what you mentioned before about the first machlekes about smicha on Yom Tov?
Yeah.
Does anyone often wondered what's the significance of that?
Right.
Specifically, smicha on Yom Tov.
In other words, why of all the dinim would this be the first dinim?
Yeah, it seems like a little bit anticlimactic.
I don't remember. I think I once had a mahalach. I have to think it through again. I don't remember offhand.
Right.
But it's definitely something which is like Devazemi, the first Achlai Sekhlai Yisrael, and the way we said it's especially Tully in them. I have to go back again and see if I remember what I thought about.
I mean, the Gemara says, Lamashal, that there was, there were previous Machlaikasim, I think, with David HaMelech and about, Mekadosh Benova,
This was the first Machlaikas that didn't get a resolution afterwards. Uh-huh. I mean, Lamais, there was a resolution in everything else, so why this is the first time there was no more Amid and Minyan, they couldn't resolve it.
Mm-hmm.
So it needs a Havana.
Yeah.
Okay,
very good. Good job.
Sorry?
No, sure.
Okay.